This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Now, I'm not very good with secrets. I could do my whole diatribe Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch, come join us. I'll go ahead and do it, but I got to circle back because we got a big announcement. But I'm going to get to that in a minute. You can still join us for lunch Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But there's going to be a minor, gigantically small, humongous change. You like that, Jake?
I like it. I can't tell where we're at.
But we'll get to that in a second. Because what you're going to hear is not going to change. What you're going to hear is Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. What you're going to get has not changed. Unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake is to put up with me a little bit longer than normal. But we're going to have a whole lot of fun, producer Jake and I, together. The big announcement. Do you want to make it? Do you want me to make it?
No, you got it.
You want me to make it? Okay. You can grab lunch and join us a little longer each and every day starting Monday. Monday of next week, going forward, for the foreseeable future, the Adam Carriker Show will now be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's now 2 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the people out there for listening. For, frankly, paying attention and caring at all. So I really appreciate that. Not bad for a guy who took speech therapy lessons for the first 6 years of his life, was too scared to get on the phone and order pizza. Now you listen to me babble, go on and on with some of my thoughts and opinions, and I have a whole lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. You seem to. So the big news, the Adam Carriker Show is going to 2 hours a day starting Monday of next week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can still... Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Steve Taylor's still dropping the knowledge on Wednesdays. And actually, the Carriker Chronicles is going to be played for an hour on Wednesdays as well. Okay, but you can still grab your lunch. Come join us. Unique insight, Husker sports, college football. Have a whole lot of fun. Unbridled honesty, sports in general. All that good stuff will not change. It's just going to be for a smidge longer. So Jake and I get to have a whole lot of fun together each and every day, just a little bit longer. Are you excited about spending more time with yours truly, and careful how you answer.
Absolutely. Double the trouble, double the fun. I'm excited for to see where this show will expand. We don't have a choice. It's expanding, so we have to expand with it.
Well, you were off to a great start. Then you said you had to. No, I'm excited. I know Jake's excited, too. It was actually, DP actually asked you, and you're like, Adam's show should go to 2 hours a day. Is that correct? He actually asked
that
you, and that
correct.
Was your opinion.
Yeah,
okay, I appreciate
opinion.
That.
I didn't make the final decision. I don't have that power. But he did ask for my input. I think this show's ready for another hour every day.
I appreciate that. I'll give you your bonus a few $100 later for popping out the good words for me. I appreciate that. But we do. We have a whole lot of fun. Love talking Husker sports in general, and college football. We got a lot to talk about today. For today, it's still an hour. All right, so you're still going to get about 2-3 hours worth of show in 1 hour. Until Monday of next week. So my question, because, I mean, you got John Cook retiring. You got Danny Busboom Kelly, the new head coach. The timing, obviously, Troy said this was something that Cook brought up to him last Thursday. So when I saw him at the Outland Trophy thing, he did not yet know because that was Wednesday. I was going to say he didn't bring it up to me. But he actually did not yet know because I saw him. That was on Wednesday of last week. So he found out the next day, Troy did. But he reached out to Danny. Obviously, Danny's the new head coach here at Nebraska. They didn't want a bunch of random speculation, okay, after Cook retired, which is why they made the announcement relatively quickly that Danny Busboom Kelly is going to be the next Nebraska volleyball coach to avoid a bunch of speculation, which I think was smart. I think they handled it about as well as you could. The retirement of a legend, you're bringing in one of the top coaches in the entire freaking country, and you're bringing her home. An alumni, a former Husker, born in Cortland, raised in Nebraska. Man, I still think it would have been epic to see Louisville versus Nebraska for the national championship last year. How crazy would that have been? Knowing that that's our current coach, looking back, that's our future coach, had that happen. But they did play last year, all right? So that was pretty cool. It's always cool to get to watch. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But the thing I want to kick it off with, and I want people to let us know their honest thoughts on the text line, because I've seen people divided on this. There was some rumor and innuendo out there. Hey, Nebraska hasn't scheduled a spring game. Why not? What's going on? Is there a reason for this? Well, Troy Dannon, all right, if you hadn't heard, you probably have, when asked about the spring game, basically said, Nebraska will hold its final practice on April 26th. I'm not going to call it a game, okay? He said he doesn't know exactly how it's going to look just yet, okay? But Dannon does think the spring game as we know it will be different everywhere moving forward. He sees it more of a fall sports preview, a fan celebration. I had someone who texted me, Andy Jurassic. He sends me all sorts of great info, just great stuff for the website, characterchronicles.com. But he said, hey, do you think there's a chance they'll turn it into like a Pro Bowl skills challenge type deal? I'm going to offer my thoughts on that in a minute. I want everyone to let us know, okay, what are your thoughts on basically, if you went to last year's spring game, that's basically the last spring game Nebraska is ever going to have. It sounds like, at least for the foreseeable future, it's crazy to think about it. I remember standing on the field doing my gut reaction in the end zone. It's never going to look the same. At least it doesn't seem so. And they don't know exactly what it's going to look like just yet. We just know the last practice will be April 26th. We'll figure out exactly what that's going to look like going forward, but essentially no spring game as we know it. No traditional red and white spring game as we know it going forward. What are your thoughts on that? Let us know in the text line, Jake. What is that number?
402-464-5685, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers text line.
Number never changes. Let us know. And I'm going to give my thoughts here in a minute. I want to talk about Cook and Kelly here for a second because I want to give people time to text in, let us know their thoughts. And then I want to read some of the thoughts and react to that and give my thoughts on it as well. All right. Oh, as always, the Daily Prize Trivia Contest giveaway. All right. $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. They are located at 2040 Southwest 5th Street here. And Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is call in. Now, I came prepared with a trivia challenge question today. Now, all you'd have to do is call in. Again, what's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
So text in to let us know your thoughts on the spring game, no longer being the same. And you can call in. Be caller number one. You're going to win the prize. I'm going to bring you on air. I have what I think is an interesting one. I don't know that it's like the most difficult trivia challenge question ever, but I immediately was like, this is what I want it to be for tomorrow. Per the recent news. Okay, so while we're waiting for people to text in, for a caller to call in, so on and so forth, you got that clip of John Cook there, Jake, and basically what this is, it's a minute 42 in length, and it's the introductory press conference for John Cook when he was first hired. Terry Pettit's sitting right next to him. By the way, Terry Pettit's going to join me tomorrow at 12:30, former Nebraska volleyball coach. All right, we're going to be joined today at 12:30 by Jesse Cush, who had won three national titles in the 90s as well. So great guest coming up. All right, but it's the introductory press conference, and then it talks about, you know, what it was like to be the head coach, and it's Cook. And it was amazing to me because his voice is literally the exact same all these years later, and I thought that that was kind of cool. But then you're going to hear highlights from his first national championship, second, third, and fourth, okay? And then we'll kind of give our thoughts on Cook, Bus Boom, etc. Go ahead and roll that clip there, Jake.
Ladies and gentlemen, new head volleyball coach of the University of Nebraska, John Cook.
Let's give John a hand.
Well, this is a dream come true for me, and it means a lot to me to be a Husker.
A lot of people advise me not to take the job because how are you ever going to do more than what they've done already? It's a very successful program. Maybe the only way to go is down. I challenged myself. I had this belief that we could take it to another level.
The undefeated Nebraska Huskers, poised to celebrate. Into the middle, Livingston. This could be it.
To Kelsey Fien. The Huskers win it at home for their fourth national championship.
Fecky again for the win. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are your national champions in 2017.
so many things have to go right, it almost becomes magical.
Being from Nebraska, it's even more special, and just love this state and I love this team.
You see a lot of teams in sports will get to a Final Four or win a championship, and then you never hear from them again. And Nebraska is just expected here.
So I thought that that was kind of cool to go back in time. Introductory press conference. If you watch the video, there's a video with that. You see Terry Pettit sitting right there. And I had a chance to just chat with him briefly last night. Again, Coach Pettit will come on and join us tomorrow at 12:30. And then you just kind of go briefly down memory lane. I mean, that is 25 years and way too condensed. But again, this is, you know, an hour show. We could show more on Monday with 2 hours. But here's some of, if you didn't know, John Cook's accolades. And it's crazy. 32 years as a head coach, because he was actually at Wisconsin for 7 years before he chose to come to Nebraska. All right, 883 wins, 176 losses. An over 800 win percentage, 834 to be exact, the fifth best ever in D1, four-time national champ, 12-time, semifinalist, three-time national coach of the year, actually an eight-time conference coach of the year, four in the Big 12, four in the Big 10. All right, 24 NCAA appearances, tournament appearances in 25 years. All right, 14. Actually, I thought it was 15. It says 14 here, conference titles as well. And he's already in the AVCA Hall of Fame and has been since 2017. It was interesting when I saw the tweets about Danny Busboom Kelly being at the pro volleyball game in Omaha. I was like, how many times does she make it back to Nebraska, being the head coach of Louisville? Recruiting, and they got to deal with the transfer portal, albeit not at the same level. I was like, huh. And then I kind of went about my day. But now you look back and you're like, makes a lot more sense now why she was here. I believe John Cook was even there that night. So one of the things I thought was interesting in one of the highlights, they talked about Sarah Pavin, you know, spiking the ball. That was the national player of the year, the Heisman winner basically for volleyball. And then the very next highlight was the same match where they won the national title is Jordan Larson. So they were on the same team, which I had kind of forgotten about for a little bit. All right, you think about one of the greatest American volleyball players in history. Okay, the best outside hitter and MVP when the U.S. won its gold medal in volleyball in Tokyo in 2021. And then you got Sarah Pavin on the other side. By the way, I've stood next to Sarah. She pretty much looks me eye to eye. She might be a millimeter shorter. Like, she is a solid 6'5", 6'6". So you think about some of those teams, and then Danny Busboom Kelly was on that team as a libero. The co-libero of the year in the Big 12 that year, four-year starter for John Cook on that national championship team. You think about the great career. You think about everything he did. And when people are like, man, you can't win at Nebraska, what a bunch of BS. I've said it again. Look at Devaney. Look at Osborne. Look at Pettit. Look at Cook. Now Busboom Kelly. We have a much better, in my opinion, transition plan after John Cook than we per se have had with some of our football coaches over the years. But hopefully Matt Rhule can be the remedy. They can fix that. But you look at Danny Busboom Kelly, obviously coming home. She's from, like I said, Cortland, played at Nebraska. I mean, our time crossed over significantly. If you don't know her name, you know, her given name is Danny Busboom. Kelly is for her husband, Lane Kelly. Danny Busboom Kelly. Lane was a long snapper, walk-on long snapper on the teams that I were on. He was either my age or a year younger. I think Danny is about a year younger. And so, obviously, we crossed over a lot in college while she was playing volleyball. I was playing football. Lane Kelly saw him a lot as well. And, you know, got to put some respect on long snappers' names nowadays. We just realized as a fan base just how important freaking long snappers are now. But you look at Danny Busboom Kelly, what she did at Louisville. I mean, she is walking into a situation where there's high expectations for a reason here at Nebraska, and she's the fit for it. But also, number one recruiting class in the entire country 2 years ago, a top recruiting class a year ago as well. The national player of the year coming out of high school is one of the players coming in to Nebraska this season. But it wasn't that way when she went to Louisville. They were 12-18. And they'd never been a number one seed. She made him a number one seed twice. She was the national coach of the year a couple years ago. She's also in her past been the national assistant coach of the year. The three-time ACC coach of the year. They've won four straight ACC championships. And again, she didn't walk in the door to a place that was exactly rolling. They were well under 500. So not only does she understand how to build a program, not only does she understand what Nebraska looks like, feels like, what it takes to be successful here, because it can happen here despite what outsiders want to say. And people who don't know what they don't know try to talk about Nebraska. That nothing more annoys me than people who don't know what they don't know. They can't be helped. If you don't know it and you're aware of it, hey, you can be helped. I try to be that person. Hey, I don't know everything. Help me out. The people who don't know what they don't know and then want to express a strong opinion, they just can't be helped. I'm sorry. So for me, she knows what this job is about. She knows how Cook built it. Nobody's going to know it better. Like if you had a number one draft pick in the country of who you could select as the next volleyball coach, it's Danny Bus Boom Kelly. All right. You got any thoughts on that? And then what's the text line say about the spring game there, Jake?
Yeah, no, I just thought it was interesting today that you kind of brought up Osborne, that John Cook talked about directly working for Osborne, you know, and working with him all these years and having that comparison, the 25 years. He's been somewhat designated as the Tom Osborne of volleyball, and I think that connection will always stick. So I think that's kind of interesting. But as far as we get to some of the response here on the text line for the spring game, 1562 says, people keep calling it a celebration, but what are they celebrating? Has this football program earned a celebration? We all know the answer is no, so just cancel it altogether.
Mm. Any other thoughts there, Jake? Yeah, I'll respond. I want to hear your thoughts too, but what else we got?
Let's go. The spring game has, 1922 says, the spring game has been a tradition that I look forward to every year for 50 years. So some people probably feeling a little bit bad about it moving on. 7826 says, I think if they replace the spring game with something still offering fans a glimpse of the team, whether it be a practice, skills, challenge, drills, or a game, fans may be more accepting of the spring game no longer being played.
So those are valid points. I understand both sides. You know, what are you offering instead? I wouldn't cancel it altogether personally. I've heard all sorts of points of view, from people who are passionately upset about this to people who completely understand it to people who understand why they're doing it but still don't like it. I think that's probably the most common theme. Here's how I look at it, and this was my reaction. All right. So we had two guys last year suffer major knee injuries. Bly Hill, who was supposed to be a starting corner for us, and was it Demetrius Bell? He the other guy, the wide receiver, ACLs, okay? And when you get into revenue sharing and you're paying these guys like big time money, like, I don't know if you saw this, Jake, but Travis Hunter said that, I mean, it's no chump change. Let's be real. The Heisman Trophy winner accumulated $2 million over the course of his career of college. You know how much Carson Beck has accumulated so far and why he entered the draft and then decided to come back? You have any idea? Reportedly $10 million.
Wow.
And Travis, the reason I bring up Travis Hunter is he goes, I'm jealous. I should come back and try to get his words were $100 million NIL deal is what he said. The one thing I like about this revenue sharing and the money and whatnot is that hopefully it keeps players in college football longer. That is my favorite sport to watch. That's the one thing I like. There's other things that it's detracting from and things that are changing and things that I know fans aren't happy about and things I'm not crazy about. And there are some positives. I'll forevermore say there's always a silver lining. No matter how dark the cloud. Now, let's be real. There's darker clouds in life than things surrounding college football. But I think the point still stands. But this is how I look at the spring game. I compare it to NFL preseason games. The NFL preseason, it has three games now because it used to be four and then a 16-game regular season. Now it's down to three games. Okay, three preseason games with 17 regular season games. But when I was playing, it was four preseason games. And this is how it operated. And I'm going to look at it from the starter's point of view. Oh, by the way, people who are like, we have to get down to 105-man roster. That's why you can't have an actual spring game. A couple of things. Okay, just a couple thoughts. Number one, we're not down to 105 yet. The last time I looked, we're around 130. We don't have to be there yet. And I don't think we have to be there for a while. So we aren't down to 105 yet. Also, when I played, NFL teams stepped foot on the field and played another team with 53 players. Just think about that. So for me, 105 is plenty. Like, if you think about 11 on 11, there's 22, 44, 66, 88. There's a four deep right there. You can absolutely have a spring game with 105 players. Let's say you got 20 players out. That's still going to give you 85 players. Let's say you got five specialists. That's still 80 players. That's more than a three deep, okay? The trouble you're going to run into is the linemen. You're going to run into the trouble with the linemen, and that's why linemen, I'm staring at a picture from last year's spring game. Okay, I have a guy in basically it's like a grayish type shirt because they had to go back and forth between the two teams. So that's the one issue you're going to run into. I wasn't a former offensive lineman. I was former D lineman, but I understand it. Okay. Those bodies, those big bodies, are hard to come by. Here's how I look at it, though, because I understand the injury risk. I understand everything involved. And this is where I come back to the NFL preseason. If you're a starter, because let's be honest, you're the most concerned about the guys you're paying the most money to, which is your starters typically. The starters would play 15 snaps. This was the same when I was with the Rams. This was the same as when I was in DC. 15 snaps the first game, which is usually about 10 minutes, okay? You wouldn't be in the whole first quarter. It's usually about 8, 9, maybe, let's say 10 minutes. Preseason game number two, you usually play about a quarter and a half. You don't make it to halftime, okay? And then the last preseason, or the third preseason game, you usually play the first half. If you're a starter, then you're done. The fourth preseason game, you typically don't play. So if you add all that time up together, combined, you get about one game. Combined. That's with guys that are doing this in the NFL. So I look at the spring game, it's one game. My thought is this. The starters can't play one quarter. They can't play one quarter? I understand the injury concerns. I understand the money on the line. I understand what happened last year. But I'm like, you can't play one quarter? Just one quarter. And guess what? You're the head coach of the team. Walk over to your D coordinator and say, don't blitz the first quarter. So you don't blitz the first quarter. You just play on the quarter. And then the other three quarters, you can play the other, 60, 70 guys on the roster and get them as close to game time as experience as you're going to get without being in an actual game. When in the football world, okay, in a football sense, the bullets are real. They aren't quite real in a spring game, but it's as close as you're going to get. So you're telling me you can't play one quarter? Don't blitz? Just don't blitz? I mean, Scott Frost went all the way to two-hand touch a couple years ago. And then weren't our quarterbacks live last year in the spring game? At least for a while? Maybe except Dylan? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think maybe except Dylan.
I'm just like, you can't just do that? And I understand, like, UCF has canceled their spring game. We are not the only ones. This is the new wave of college football. I think for me, there's a way to do it. And, you know, Troy Dannon, Matt Rhule, they have to do what they believe is best. Am I sitting here pounding the table saying this is the most god-awful thing ever? No, I am not. Am I sitting here saying there's a way that it could be done and you could uphold a tradition? Because every time I turn around, we're losing this tradition, we're losing that tradition, we're losing this, and that in college football. And this seems like something that could be a relatively simple fix. Okay, with minimal risk. I mean, heck, just have them play the 15 plays and don't have anybody blitz. I think it could be done. Now, that's not what's going to happen. I don't think it's the end of planet Earth. I know some people who are heavily upset. For me, it's like, all right, what's the risk? What's the reward? And is there a way that this could logically happen without putting a bunch of people at risk? And I do think that there is. Now, that's not the case. That's not what's going to happen. But before I go on, what are your thoughts, Jake? Okay. And what's the text line having to say there?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think they could put something simple on. I keep going back to 7-on-7. That can be entertaining too. I mean, I think they're going to find a way to do it. But I agree with you. Even just 15 minutes. I mean, the NBA is talking about shortening their quarters to 10 minutes. Shorten your game if that's what you really need to do, and you're still getting something entertaining out of it. But yeah, people on the text line again, like you said, I think it's a lot of frustration, but understanding.
Oh. The NBA. We got a clip that I sent you. We're not going to play it today. I'm going to save it for another day because this show is too loaded. By the way, if you want the free prize, call in. Either way, I'm going to ask Jake the trivia question. This is a loaded show, so if it doesn't work out, that's perfectly fine. But we got a clip of Shaq basically talking about Jimmy Butler, who's getting paid $50 million, and why should he go hard? And you wonder why the NBA ratings are down. We're going to probably save that for next week because tomorrow's loaded too. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Shortening the quarters to 10 minutes is not the answer. How about you stop acting entitled and go play hard? Sorry, that was another sport, but I also couldn't help but come across this. Riley Leonard, Notre Dame's starting quarterback, okay, is at the Senior Bowl. And I saw this. Former Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard said he's still sore from the national title game versus Ohio State. Riley said, and I quote, those dudes could hit, end quote. So why is he taking part in the Senior Bowl? Says Travis Horka. I hope I'm saying that right, on X. Leonard said, and I quote, if you give me a chance to play football, I'm going to play it, end quote. Now, I'm a former lineman. I quit playing quarterback because I wanted to go hit people, if you know anything about my backstory. I was much higher recruited as a quarterback. In fact, Nebraska said as a DN, you're not good enough to play here. Although at the time they were running the option, I wasn't going to come play here as an option quarterback either. But I went to defense because I wanted to hit people. So maybe I'm not the right person for this, but I think a lot of Nebraskans can relate. Hardworking, blue collar, gonna earn it, and they want their football team to relate. And that's who Matt Rhule is as a coach, to be clear. So is this the end of the world? No. What I'm saying is if you're not going to find a way to have a spring game, whatever they do in its place had better be good. I think that's a fair thing to say and a fair thing to look at. And if it's some sort of, you could have a, I don't know, this almost sounds stupid as I'm just talking out loud and thinking through my thoughts. You could have a 40-yard dash race, like who's the fastest guy on the team? And you could have, you know, different, like you said, 7-on-7. Flag football is actually entertaining to watch. This all just makes me want to vomit, though. I want to go hit somebody, and I want a team that wants to hit somebody. But at the same time, we lost two players to ACLs last year. So, again, I come back to you couldn't do 15 plays. You couldn't do a quarter and just not blitz. I don't know. Am I crazy? What do people say on the text line? I'm having a hard time with this. I understand it. I don't like it. It's not the end of the world. I think there's a solution, but I'm not going to get my way. And that's where I'm at, Jake.
Yeah, there's people that kind of going through different ideas. Eric and Lincoln says, just make it a skills competition like the Pro Bowl. Who wouldn't want to see offensive linemen try to make field goals?
Okay. I don't think we're getting better, but now we're talking about entertainment at least.
That's right.
I could get behind that. Although, let's be honest, I've tried to kick field goals. Dude, there's a torn hamstring just waiting to happen. I'm just telling you for big bodies. Mm. While that's entertaining, I don't know if that's a great idea. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, all right, we're going to have three-time national champion, former Husker, Jesse Kush. We'll be right back.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.